Good morning. This weekend, we celebrate all of our married couples. After my short homily, we will recognize those who informed us that they are celebrating a special anniversary in 2020. Then I will offer a blessing for all our married couples. Also, a reminder that this weekend, we once again have permission to distribute Holy Communion on the tongue or in the hand. As you prefer, each weekend at the 5 or 9 Mass in English, if you prefer to receive communion on the tongue, I simply ask that you sit in this section or go to this section where you will receive communion from the priest. We are already on the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our gospel reading, we heard about the dual citizenship of man and the dual obligations. We have duties to God and duties to our country. We Christians have no doubts as to our obligations under these two headings. We fulfill our duties to God by being faithful, loyal, active members of the church. We fulfill our duties to our country by loyally obeying the just laws of the state, by paying all lawful taxes, and by contributing our share whenever called on toward the common good. For me, dual citizenship presupposes stewardship. We are stewards of God. And starting today, we will preach about stewardship. What is stewardship? According to our Bishop John, and I quote, stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. Beautiful definition of stewardship. There are three important points regarding the definition of stewardship. First, grateful response of a Christian disciple. Can you repeat the first point? Grateful response of a Christian disciple. Baptism presupposes mission. During the anointing of the sacred chrism, we become priest, prophet, and king. We are called by God to be a disciple. According to Jesus, come, follow me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come, follow me. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We need a grateful response to God to say, yes, Lord, I will offer myself to you to be a disciple. We need complete listening to God. We need action. Action speaks louder than words. We need to let go everything and let God in our heart and soul. Grateful response of a Christian disciple is the first step to become God's steward. Second point, stewardship, who recognizes and receives God's gifts. God owns everything. God gave everything we need. Water, air, ocean, river, for our comfort and existence. We need to recognize what we receive from God. We need to take care and be responsible for God's gift. We receive time, abilities, and almsgiving to God. Second step, to be God's steward, we need to recognize God's gifts. Third, shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. After we receive the gifts from God, we need to share these gifts in love of God and neighbor. We need to share what we receive from God. It's better to give than to receive. The more you give, the more you will receive. Share your blessings to others, your time, abilities, and give alms to the poor. According to Bishop John, stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. In one word, stewardship for me means trustees. The principle of stewardship, God owns everything. Stewardship challenges us to look at our hearts and minds to experience the conversion to which we are called. Our failure to be good stewards of our time, abilities, and almsgiving is shown in our selfishness by withholding them or by refusing to use them for the common good. Our failure to be good stewards of our community is visible in our lack of personal involvement and active participation in the mission of our parish. My dear sisters and brothers, be a good stewards of God.